One old teacher said to us, attention please, in a classroom of old days, one of your classes, you sat there and you folded your hands to attention, you know, there was no slouching around. And he said, as you know, he said, the American soldiers have moved into the barracks next door. This is Tommy Stratton School. Well, he ought to know that because it was all chewing gum. And he said, these soldiers, he said, you've got to remember, boys, are a long way from home. They miss their families, they're in a strange country. They won't understand what you're talking about, which they didn't. Couldn't get hold of the Yorkshire accent, you know. And he said, what I want you to do on behalf of the school is to help these soldiers. There was a soldier walking down. So I said, would you like to come home and meet my mum and dad? He said, I really would, boy, you know what I mean? Anyway, I took him home, met my mum and dad, and him and my dad got on famous. He said to me, hey, Brian, he said, what's these things here? Well, they were the little silver threepenny dodgers, you know, threepenny pieces, silver. I said, the threepenny dodgers. Dodgers, he said, what do you call them dodgers for? I said, well, you'll try and find one in your pocket when you're looking for them. I said, the dodgy fingers, that's why they're called threepenny dodgers. I said, why are you asking for? He said, I want to save some of these. He said, I want to have some earrings and a bracelet and a brooch made for my wife. And he said, when I go home after the war, he said, they'll always remind me of England and you folk, you know. So I told my mother, and anyway, she said, right, save every threepenny dodgy you can. And every time I got one, yeah, I'm another one. Anyway, at the end, mother took them to the jewellers and she had them mounted into a brooch, a ring and earrings. But she gave them to Jimmy. That's for your wife, and he couldn't believe it.